Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and I will be your host throughout this series. Together, we will explore AI through fireside conversations with industry experts. From business executives and AI researchers to leaders who advance AI for all, Humane is the channel to release new AI products, to learn about industry trends, and to bridge the gap between humans and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. Talent wars, Silicon Valley's hiring secret, in-demand skills, tech shortage, and income share agreements. Read and narrated by the author, David Jacobovich. Vacancies at tech jobs rose to more than 700,000 in the USA as a shortage of tech talent, engineers, and students caused a slowdown in the growth of big tech and startups. In New York City alone, Columbia University, New York University, the College University of New York or CUNY, and the state colleges cannot graduate computer science or data science degrees faster if they tried. Powered by income share agreements, coding schools continue to bridge the gap for startup founders with full stack, data science, and cybersecurity talent. If New York City is an example of the shortage of tech talent across companies, then America has a growing talent problem. Applied technology skills needed everywhere. Startups and Fortune 500 companies need engineers who can drive business value from day one. Yes, recruiters can source candidates who know Python, C++, Java, or SQL. How effective are these hiring techniques? Recently, developers revealed Silicon Valley's dirty hiring secret on Hacker News. Engineers in 2020 are hired on their ability to code, not where they studied or what certifications are on their LinkedIn profile. Learning may accelerate with coding competition platforms such as Kaggle and LeetCode, but does this create better on-the-job engineers? Applied learning will differentiate high-performing engineers more than 360 performance reviews or agile work streams. Colleges are racing to transform degrees with data specializations to allow all students to enter the market as data-ready. Given that the college income premium is almost zero, according to a paper by William Emmons from the St. Louis Federal Reserve, these transformations could not have come sooner. Partnerships with companies can bridge the gap in applied learning, since the skills are as important as the insights delivered. From Microsoft's Future Work Institute in Louisville, Kentucky, to JP Morgan's commitment on workforce development, everyone is learning to reskill and upskill in technology. Every company is a technology company today, where 20th century business models must adapt to a digital-first society. Who pays for digital skills improvement? IBM allegedly only fired thousands of old engineers without considering reskill options. GE sold off its digital business unit into the graveyard when it admitted it was too late to be in the digital transformation game. Even Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank cut back on sponsoring employee MBAs, causing job retention to decrease and employees to go into massive amounts of student debt. With recent figures estimating the average student debt at over $28,000 in the United States, to what extent is the education market primed to collapse into a debt spiral? Coding schools claim they have the answer: income share agreements. Galvanize and Lambda School have led the charge, heralding in the next wave of an education for all, promise-to-pay program that offers students more financial freedom in their post-secondary education. Today, universities and coding schools alike are placing big bets that everyone can be a student and everyone can become a developer. Although I think income share agreements will increase the opportunity for educational access, I believe this is an American-made financial vehicle because of the cost of our education system. Should the educational expense be the responsibility of the student or the company or university? While many students in Europe often receive a free public education, I believe that income share agreements are the next gold rush to cash in on tech because of company valuations. From Tesla's valuation rising above that of General Motors to Toyota achieving level 4 capable autonomous vehicles out of its Toyota Research Institute, developers are leading the way in the new technology economy. Income share agreements make sense in an expensive educational market where salaries increase for desirable skills. Promise-to-pay systems could present their own risks. Critics will question what percentage of students will be hired within 6 months of graduation, and they will reference the next tech downturn eventually being right on the money. What if companies could provide continuous learning? Beyond DataCamp, Pluralsight, and Udemy, I argue that continuous learning must be squad and pod-based. For years, Microsoft and Google have given employees up to 20% of their time for research projects and self-directed learning. Independent project time can generate innovation efforts, but how much return does this yield? Even four-day work weeks, which Microsoft trialed in Japan in 2019, improved productivity, but did it increase learning? Companies must take responsibility for quarterly or semi-annual project-based learning to maintain the relevancy of employee skills. Whether internal with a learning and development organization or external with universities and coding schools, the cost to reskill employees is less expensive than hiring new resources. The future of learning is on the job. Why have Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank stopped paying for MBAs? Candidates who graduated could not translate their skills to improved on-the-job performance. While Ivy League programs remain in demand and generate record salaries, applications are declining to world-class MBA programs, according to the Wall Street Journal. The technology companies that were once icons in the American spotlight soon learned that it was quicker to replace candidates with new hires that had the desired skills. These ramifications from the 2008 global financial recession resulted in a shift for education. I believe executives, recruiters, and managers don't know the answer for their digital illiterate workforce. Coupled with a desire to trim costs and automate, many analysts have decided to fork their educational bill to get ahead and stay relevant in the workforce. We are all lifelong learners, and with accountability through coaching and mentoring, everyone can be a developer, and we can all be ready to work in data-first companies. Relevant technology skills are always changing. More jobs are becoming technical, and coding is critical for the next wave of jobs. However, executives and startup founders in technology ventures continue to share a common message. There's a growing crisis to hire competent developers who can translate code into business results. Flexible training could help solve a tech shortage. Coupled with project-based learning, I suspect that businesses can transform and retain their workforce. What solutions do you have for a tech shortage? Share your thoughts on the Humane Podcast or on our Medium article, Talent Wars, Silicon Valley's Hiring Secret, In-Demand Skills, Tech Shortage, and Income Share Agreements. Hey, humans. Thanks for listening to this episode of Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and if you like Humane, remember to click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Luminary. Thanks for tuning in and join us for our next episode. New releases are every Tuesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.